Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save an average of, get this, $470 on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national annual savings from survey data July to December 2020. Take that for data!
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Am I doing it wrong? Wasn't it How's that for data? We got to get Fizdale, David Fizdale, on the show after the Super Bowl, you know, when basketball is hot, and talk to him. But anyway, you can follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard, 68 on the grand. We have got Lamar Mitchell, the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director, coming up at the bottom of the hour. I guess his last time for a while. We'll keep getting him on here and there, but obviously the football season about to end. So that's Lamar's main thing with the Odd Couple. And then, of course, we got our Pigskin Pickoff coming up as well. Our last one of those for a while. But we'll do a bunch of prop bets. We'll have a lot of fun with that and get you ready for your prop bets. But, Rob, let's stick with the Super Bowl because that's what everybody's talking about. It is Sunday, and we are both picking the Chiefs. I've got 37-34. Not totally certain of that. I felt like going 37-31, but I did go 37-34. That would be a very good game, you know, presumably. But you think it'll be a blowout. What was your pick?
35-17. I think there'll be a late turnover and score and that'll make it seem like
so. Then you, you think it'll actually be a competitive game?
Probably competitive. Yeah, I say like, I think Tampa Bay jumps out, Chiefs come back, pour it on, and then kind of, you know, go away, and then get the big turnover, and where it's a one-score game, basically, right, turns it into a two-score game.
So you're predicting a pick six from Tom Brady.
Yes. That'll change. That'll be the end of the game. That'll be it. Like Brett Favre, that's how he went out.
Six. Well, Brady's not going out.
I'm talking about, but Brett Favre did it twice, 2 years in a row in Minnesota, where he threw a pick at the end of the game. You know,
he was a tad bit more turnover prone than Brady.
No, I'm just saying, but that's how it went out.
Yeah. I think it'll be. A week ago, I thought. I still feel very comfortable with Kansas City winning this game. But, you know, look, their offensive line is banged the heck up. Two backup tackles playing. The rest of the starters on the line are reserves, too. So we'll see. But I think they got too much firepower. We know when they met in the regular season, Rob, I mean, they were up 17-0 before you could blink, you know, at the end of the first quarter. And Tyreek Hill, at one point, Tony Romo joked about it on the broadcast. He said he's on pace for about 1,000 yards receiving, and he was. He was on pace, Rob, for 998 yards receiving at one point, like in the first quarter, late in the first quarter or something. It was ridiculous. So, you know, but the Bucs are playing well. Going into the playoffs, I have major reservations about their defense, particularly the defensive backfield. But given props, they played well in the playoffs, obviously. Now, the first game, they really didn't. Remember against Washington? Tyler Heinicke had his way with them. But they did a great job against Drew Brees and against Aaron Rodgers, and they got pressure. That's really probably the key, Rob. Can they get pressure with the four-man rush against a beat-up offensive line? And if they can, maybe that makes a big difference. But remember, Greg Jennings was on with us this week, and he said, well, with Mahomes, though, he likes that because he likes to get out of the pocket and make things happen.
Well, and he could throw people open. You know, when you break down like that and people are chasing you, people get open. You know, it's not like he's stationary and can't. He can be on the run and see somebody.
And
not always – right, that's not a guy route, like him. For most guys who are in the pocket, if you get to Tom Brady, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going anywhere, and he's forced to throw the ball. That's when you see Tom throw interceptions because he's under duress. Exactly, struggles like most quarterbacks, but that's when he mostly will give up the football, is under duress. Whereas I don't think Mahomes is automatically – under duress going to just throw the ball to the other team. I think he can make big plays off of it.
Right.
We'll see.
Right. So, yes, we will see, but we both have the Chiefs winning. I got it fairly close. Rob's got it not a blowout, but not that competitive either.
I remember the last time I picked the Saints and when the Saints won the Super Bowl over Peyton Manning over the Colts.
Right.
I remember it vividly because I had the Saints winning by two touchdowns. And I was the only one at ESPN who picked that score. And everybody thought I was crazy. And if you remember the end of that game, do you remember?
What was it?
It was a pick six. It was a close game. Peyton Manning's driving. He throws a pick six. And it wound up being a two-touchdown game. The Saints won by two. Yep.
Well, we will see. We will see. Rob, we talked about it. Everybody's running their mouth. You know, everybody's saying something. And some people are saying kind of crazy things. Here's Willie Rofe. You remember him, the Hall of Fame offensive lineman. Played for the Chiefs. And he spoke to Fansided, Rob. And here's what he said. Now, he's happy. It's his former team. They obviously, he never won a Super Bowl with them. And, you know, now they're on the verge of maybe winning their second one. So he's hyped. But here's what he said. This is a level that Kansas City has never been at. Kansas City, listen closely, is now America's team. Kansas City went from being a small market team to being America's team right now with Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and all those guys. Rob Parker, your thoughts.
All I'm going to say is, again, prisoner of the moment, Kansas City's not America's team. People do this when a team starts to win. Yes. Do they have fans that are not only in Kansas City? Absolutely. Are there people who are just Patrick Mahomes fans? Yes. Patrick Mahomes fans? Yes, there are those people. But to say the Chiefs are America's team is totally ludicrous. Just off the top of his head, trying to make some noise and get people like worked up. I mean,
he's heard people say you got an athlete, you got to say something.
Yeah. I mean, but that's a little bit taking it over the top. And as much as we hate to keep talking about the Dallas Cowboys, because they've got three playoff wins in the last 25 years or whatever it is, they still move the needle more than other teams. And I think that they still have that, whether they're winning or not. And I think Kansas City is a flavor of the month. They're winning. People flock to winning teams. Everybody was a Warriors fan, Chris, for that stretch, right? Everybody was right. A Warriors fan.
Absolutely.
Are they Warriors fans now? No. Why not?
Not like
not
they
winning.
Used to be.
No, but that's
not
my.
Like they
I'm,
were
I don't mean
years ago.
Right, and I don't mean just in San Francisco and the Bay Area. I'm talking about nationally. When they came to town, it was like the circus was in town, right?
Right.
And everybody wanted to see. When I was covering the NBA and Michael Jordan used to, it was a big night. Every city he went to. Every city. And half the arena was Michael Jordan fans. I remember covering games at Madison Square Garden. People wanted to see Michael score 50 and the Knicks win the game. That's
right.
What they wanted.
Right.
They didn't want the Bulls to win, but they wanted to see Michael perform.
And that's a great point of how you know whether or not a team is America's team. And I'm with you. And you know I like Kansas City. I think they will win more Super Bowls. But I think you hit it on the head. They will be like Golden State or like Chicago when Michael Jordan played. They will capture America's imagination for 6 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Heck, New England. Now, New England, I think, was more polarizing than Kansas City will be.
Because New England never was America's team,
like that.
Despite winning all that.
No. They were, you know, a hugely popular team. But, yeah, they weren't America's team because they were a lot more polarizing. But to the degree that they were popular, once Tom Brady is gone, they were off the map. This year, yeah, okay, we wanted to see Cam. We wanted to see Belichick. Can he do it without Brady? But nobody's really thinking about them right now. And that's how you know Dallas, whether it was Roger Staubach, Danny White, Tony Romo, Dak Prescott, whoever, they still are wildly popular. They still have fans all over the country. Now, they're horrible for the most part over the last quarter century. So I get it if somebody wants to say, well, they not America's team either. I would say then there is no America's team. The closest team I would say, Rob, and I don't think they're America's team, but if I was forced to pick one, you can point to the attendance, you know, the viewership of the Cowboys if you want. But
not
I
only
just
that,
the
merchandising. The merchandising
yeah,
as well.
And all that. But I think they're too bad to be America's team. There's been too long of a run of futility for me.
But America's
the popularity.
Right,
but I would say the Steelers. And I don't think they are America's team.
Nah.
But I'm saying they are a team that has fans throughout the country. They are far more consistently successful than Pitts or than Dallas. So if I was forced to pick a team, I might say them. But I think with Kansas City, I think they'll have a great run. They'll be must-see TV. Everybody will want to watch them, go see them play the whole nine yards. Maybe Mahomes, as I've said, might be the GOAT. But once he's done, that's going to be it. it's not going to be like the Cowboys. They're not going to have the staying power that the Cowboys have. So I can't, they're not America's team right now, and I don't think they will be, although I think they will become the most popular team in the league for a stretch. So Willie Rofe, I don't think that was prisoner of the moment only. That was prisoner of the moment plus a historical analysis. That's what that was. But we'll give him a pass since he did play for the Chiefs and he is a Hall of Famer. So we're going to throw it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you agree with Willie Rofe? Are the Kansas City Chiefs now America's team? And if not, who is? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Yeah.
The anthem right there. It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote. We're also brought to you by Discover Card, which matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. That's great. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. It's called Cashback Match, and it's only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something bigger. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are the Kansas City Chiefs America's team? Or are people just getting beside themselves and going way too far? And if it's not the Chiefs, who is it? Is it still the Cowboys? Who's America's team?
All right, let's kick it off. Hold on, my phone's going haywire as usual. Let's kick it off with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
My favorite uncles. Happy Super Bowl weekend, guys. How y'all feeling?
Yes, I'm feeling good, brother. How about you?
I'm feeling good. I'm recovering from COVID, man, but I'm all right.
Oh, really?
I'm shaking back. Yeah.
How tough was it on you? Was it really tough on you?
No, minor symptoms. Minor symptoms, thankfully. Thank God. Minor symptoms.
Right.
I've heard much worse, so I'm doing good. But
good.
Listen. If Kansas City wins, I want to go ahead and say they could become the new America's team because they're in Middle America, right? You know, they've been down for so long, so people kind of felt sorry for them. People kind of wish they won last year for the most part. They have a lovable coach, lovable quarterback. I mean, they're cool, you know what I mean? So, listen, they won again. Then I would imagine that we can put them on the America's team because they're the least hated team.
I think they'll be wildly popular and they'll be, you know, the biggest team for the moment. But I don't think they'll take over America like that. The Warriors were, if you want to say they can be America's team for 5 years, okay. If that's what you call America's team.
And that's not being America's team.
Right.
That just means that you're a winning team and people flock to winning teams and winning players. I'm not saying that people aren't showing up to that new arena in San Francisco, but nationally, people aren't breaking their necks to watch the Warriors right now, Chris. Nobody.
No, not like they used to. And, they are fun to watch. They've got that. They're not just winning, but they're doing it. Kansas City, they're going to be fun to watch the way they win. So they'll be hugely popular, but I don't know about America's team. No.
Albert in Riverside. I keep doing that. Riverside, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, brother? We good.
Doing great. Hey, I think they'll become America's most hated team because if they become a dynasty like the Patriots, like everyone's going to hate that they're always in the Super Bowl. They're going to become boring to watch, you know, the same thing every year. So I think it's going to be America's most hated team, not America's.
See,
team.
Here's where I disagree with you. The Patriots, some of that hatred, there's a few reasons. One, they cheated. You know, Belichick, I mean, Spygate, all that. So a lot of people didn't like that. Two, Boston has a certain reputation. And a lot of people don't like them, especially a lot of blacks don't want to get down with Boston, where New England is. So that there's that factor there as well. And they weren't as exciting. Tom Brady, I do think he's the GOAT. He wasn't doing what Pat Mahomes is doing. Like, Kansas City is fun to watch. New England was winning, but Kansas City is fun to watch.
Yeah, that's true, but like if Mahomes keeps getting better and better every year, we're gonna see blowouts, and they want to see blowouts every single year in the Super Bowl. Like, that's
well, they might
thing.
Not blow them out, but they might win. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that. Thanks, Albert. Appreciate it, Mark in Rochester, New York. You're in the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. I've been to Rochester a few times. I needed to get some Kodak film in the old days.
Holding it down in the 585 upstate for certain. You know who it is, what it is.
We played Rochester in college. Nice university up there. Really nice.
I appreciate it. Lovely campus. Here's the thing. When you're thinking about on a national level, all of the teams in the NFL play in the National Football League. That's the United States of America. But no one travels like the Buffalo Bills. When you're saying who is America's team, you have to consider – North America, Central America.
Will
South
you
America.
Stop it?
No. You're taking this Bills mafia way too far.
Rob, am I wrong?
No.
No, come on. Buffalo's not America's team. Stop it. Can you guys, even when you lost four Super Bowls in a row.
Right. Bills Mafia is legit, all that. But come on. For the most part, people ain't even thinking about the Bills.
Then call it the United States of America's team. But you said, who's America's team?
So what are you saying? The Bills
because
are the biggest team
have...
in North America? Is that
exactly.
what you're saying?
Exactly. That's it.
Stop it.
That's your question.
I don't think you guys are the biggest team in Canada. You might be the biggest team in Niagara Falls.
Right.
But all of Canada, stop it.
the Alouettes. Is that what they are? The Montreal Alouettes? I think that's
the one of the teams is called the Alouettes.
Yeah, the Alouettes.
I don't believe they're the top most popular. Now, I don't know for a fact, but I don't believe that they're the most popular NFL team in Canada. Would you think
I'm not so sure. They have a league. They have their own stuff. They do their own thing. Charlie in Maine, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Charlie?
Hi.
Hi.
What up, young man?
Nothing. But the Chiefs are definitely really popular. There's no way that they're America's team.
Who's America's team, Charlie?
It's going to go down to two teams. I think 49ers or the Dolphins.
49ers or the Dolphins.
Charlie's a little young there, huh?
Right, but they were popular. You know what I mean, Rob? Like,
yeah, but that was a long time ago.
They weren't the Cowboys. Right.
The Cowboys, it's not, like being America's team doesn't mean like you win all the time. That's not what we're talking about. It means you move merchandise. When they play national games, the numbers are big. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah, they move the needle. You're talking about them.
Yes, they
win
move the
needle. Win or lose, you're talking
and
about
And there's just as many people who want to see them lose, right? The Yankees are like that. Everybody, you know, there's the Yankee fans and everybody who's anti-Yankees. But when the Yankees are on, people watch.
I think, Rob, America's teams are the Yankees in baseball, the Cowboys in football, and the Lakers in basketball.
Kobe!
Would you disagree with that?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, those are America's teams. All right, we got our man Lamar Mitchell coming up in a moment, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's our man Lamar Mitchell about to join us. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-8. But did I go one too many eights? 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. Let me hear that funky music, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the music, the theme song for our man, Mr. Lamar Mitchell, the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. What's up, brother? How are you?
Good. How you guys doing tonight, fellas?
Doing great. What's happening?
We are good. Now, are you excited about the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. This is the best sporting event of the year. Mark it down. It is the best sporting event of the year. Everybody comes out for this game.
So how will you watch? Will you be at the casino or, you know, at the hotel or what?
I will definitely be in the office. I usually come back and do some paperwork and have the game on in the office, get ready for halftime, and then we watch the rest of the game, and then we cash out.
Now, when you guys win big on something like this, do y'all jump around in the back so people can't see you, like knowing that you guys, like, cleaned up?
Sometimes we do.
I bet you do.
And sometimes when we lose big, sometimes we're screaming and they hear, but the door is closed when that happens.
Right.
All right, well, Rob G, how we doing this? Rob G's got some special prop bets that he wants us to talk about. Rob G, is he disappeared?
No, I'm here.
All right, so how we doing this?
Well, I mean, we just joined
the conversation, okay. Rob G. Just do that. Go ahead.
Well, quickly, you know, normally we do the pigskin pickoff, Lamar. We're picking these games against the spread. And
right.
Uh,
Chris and Rob are terrible at it, number one. And number two,
Don't say I'm terrible. The first 3 weeks, I'm great.
They already gave out.
I was lights out my first year, like 64%.
Not the last 2 years.
They already gave out their picks. They're both picking the Chiefs. Rob's got it double digits. I think Chris barely doesn't even have them covering
three-point game.
Yeah,
three-point game.
You know, with that instead, we started to move on to prop bets. Now, I know you said last week that MGM does do some prop bets. But do you guys do, like, the Gatorade color and all those weird ones as well? Or is it more like, you know, the yardage and things like that?
Yeah, typically for us, it's always the typical yardage ones. But the Gatorade and the coin toss, we don't really dive too much into those obscure ones that everybody seems to love. But, yeah, it's yardage, first quarter scoring, you know, total touchdowns for certain players, who's going to score the first touchdown, the margin of victory, all that other fun stuff.
All right, Lamar, let's get into some of these questions. I read earlier this week that the experts expect about $4.3 billion with a B dollars to be wagered on the Super Bowl Sunday. That sounded like a lot to me and still does. But apparently, that'll be a 37% decline from the betting handle last year. Are you seeing that play out at the MGM Grand? And if so, why do you think it is? I mean, is it obviously just COVID?
I haven't seen that at all, believe it or not. Now, there will be less tickets written, but the money that's coming in, I think the money that's going to be coming in is going to be a little bit more. On Tuesday, we took two high six-figure bets on the Bucks, and then I took another high six-figure bet on the total on the game. So these are players that I had never seen all football season that just came up and dropped six-figure bets on this game. So I'm seeing a lot of that money coming in. Plus, what we're also seeing is a lot of money coming on the app. And I know you guys saw in the news that somebody bet $2.3 million on the Bucks on the app. So we're just I expect the money on the actual – go ahead.
How do they bet that kind of money on an app? They use a credit card? I mean, seriously.
No, they have to fund the you know, deposit the money in their account first, and then they can just wager away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. Look, Lamar, I read this week that Vegas lost a lot of money on the Super Bowl just twice in the last 30 years. So I guess you guys are doing a lot of dancing in the back rooms on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, in 95, when the Niners blew out the Chargers, and then in 2008, when the Giants beat the Patriots.
Oh, I know that one. Everybody that one bet. Right, that one.
Right.
Did everybody bet Giants, right?
Yeah. You're right. Those are the last two that I remember that were not necessarily good for the house. And I think actually the first one that you mentioned, I wasn't at MGM. I was at a different property at the time. And we had the game balance out pretty good. We wound up not losing. The state overall loss for the game for that year. And just even the last one that you mentioned, the Giants, here at our properties, we won a little bit to the game, but the overall game for the state was a loser.
What do you attribute that to? You know, because, I mean, it's not like the favorite wins every year.
No.
You've only had two bad years.
You have to have the right number where the public is going to bet both sides because it's such a heavily bet game. So you have to have it where, you know, it looks – the game is actually a little bit different. We look at it a little bit differently because we know everyone's going to bet the favorite for the Super Bowl. So we have to adjust to that number, and we know everybody's going to bet the money line on the dog. So we adjust that number so it's not a normal side or point spread for the favorite during the regular season, and it's not a normal money line for the dog for a regular season game. So typically we do that, and we get good money both ways because most of the big six-figure bets come in the weekend of the Super Bowl. So if we get a few big hits the first week, we can see where the money's coming in early, and then later at the end of the weekend or the second week, it comes in big on the other side, and typically it's pretty much balanced out.
I got to say this. Not only would I want to see Tom Brady lose, but this guy named Mattress Mac, who put up $3.4 million on the Bucks, said he had one reason why he bet, why his bet was so big, was because he had to buy the hook to push the bet from Bucks +3 to Bucks 3.5 Do you normally see that a lot of bets like that this week? Where God puts up the kind of money to try to move the number?
Not on the hook like that. Typically, one of my favorite guests that comes in, he's always a big bettor on these alternate prop lines. And so typically, like one year he got us real good. He bet maybe like almost half a million or close to big six-figure bet. And he was getting, I think it was, he took the Patriots plus 17.5, but he had to lay about 12-1. Oh. So he's betting, you know, high six figures just to win a small six-figure amount. So right. We get a lot of those guys coming in, and sometimes like the guests that you just mentioned, we'll see those players too, but they typically aren't buying the hook.
All right, everything I've read this week says that most of the bets so far have been on the Chiefs, the favorites, minus 3.5, and over the total of 57. Is that mostly public money, or is that sharps on this one right now?
Well, right now we're down to 3 on the favorite, and that's 3 minus 115. So the sharps did take the plus 3.5 on the other side. It was plus 3.5 on Tuesday, minus 115, and now it's down to 3 because the sharp money went on the buck side. The total, believe it or not, the sharp money is on the total under. They're betting that total under. And like I said, with the money line, everyone's betting, the public is betting the dog on the money line. In regards to transaction activity, it's about 100 tickets, give or take, either day on the Chiefs, or it's even. So the public is, you know, a little bit more on the Chiefs, but it comes back one day and they're all on the Bucks. So the money, like I say, the numbers is a great number for us right now because it's working both ways for us here at the MGM Grand.
All right, Lamar, Pat Mahomes has been favored in every single playoff game he's ever played, including, of course, Sunday Super Bowl. Now, all those other games were either at home or at a neutral site, but do you think now Mahomes has hit a level where he should be favored in every game he plays, playoff, you know, every playoff game, home, road, whatever?
Basically, the way how he plays and the combination he has with his head coach, Andy Reid, and that offense, I think he's earned that right where they should be a favorite every single game, no matter where it's at. You know, wow. When Tom Brady, TB12, was upset that the Patriots were underdogs, you know, a couple years ago. Well, they are, you know, it was a disgrace, or, you know, this disrespect to the Patriots. But every other time, they were always the favorites. And I think that this Kansas City team is in that situation, or should be talked about, where they should be favored every single time, as long as number 15 is lining up for them behind center.
Mm. All right.
All right, brother. So can you give us any, like, your how you think things will play out Sunday or not?
Yeah, I actually can. If the Chiefs win, I believe it's going to be a big spread. They're going to win by a large margin. If the Bucks win, I think it's going to be close. What we do need right now, the house needs the Chiefs and under. Tampa Bay money line.
Chiefs and under.
Yeah, Tampa Bay money line would not be good for the house. So we're looking for the Chiefs and under.
Chiefs by 3. That would be good for the house.
We need the Chiefs to cover the 3.5.
Yeah, they got to cover the 3.5, right?
Yeah, so they have to cover. Yeah, we need the Chiefs to win by 4, and it has to go under the 56.5 for us to have a winning Super Bowl.
Right.
But if Tampa Bay comes in and they win the money line, we're going to get we won't have a good day. I'll say that.
So when I check into my room, there won't be any soap or toilet paper. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not going that far, but it might be a little light on some of those toiletries that they give you.
I'm just wondering. Well, I can't wait to MGM Grand. I'll see you. All right, tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, Rob.
Are you going there this weekend, Rob?
Yes, I'm leaving tonight.
Oh,
absolutely.
And you're coming back Sunday morning?
Yep.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Going tonight.
I thought you why not stay and watch the game?
No. I got school. I got a lot of papers to grade. Seriously. I got a lot of work to all do. Right. So I'll do it while I watch the game.
Lamar, great job, brother.
Thanks, bud.
Not
great
only tonight,
job,
but all season. All season. It's a lot of fun.
We
having
appreciate you.
You know, we won't have you on every week, but we'll still be getting you in the mix because you're just a hot commodity these days.
I appreciate it, fellas. Love talking to you guys.
All right, my man. Peace. We got the NFL Pigskin Pickoff coming up. Prop bets. Rob and Chris, keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is the jam. That's all I can say. One of the best pop songs in American history, period. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Knee deep. All right. It's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the Pigskin Pickoff. Normally we're picking NFL games against the spread, but since Chris and Rob already gave out their Super Bowl picks, it doesn't really make sense to do it that way. So instead, just like we told our man Lamar Mitchell, you guys are gonna be picking prop bets. There's a lot of money to be made on prop bets in the Super Bowl, so hopefully you guys can do better with this than you did throughout the regular season.
I still won during the regular season.
You keep
That's two
bringing
years in
that
a row.
Up. You didn't win.
I did too.
We don't even know the final tally.
Rob G knows it. I won.
No, he doesn't.
All right. Well, let's just assume you guys
both won. I
picked
Kansas City, Tampa in the preseason.
That doesn't count as a spread,
that has
though.
Nothing to do
Rob
with it.
Rob picked
exactly.
Baltimore, yeah, New Orleans,
whatever.
Then switched it and still lost.
All right, we're gonna get started. I got six prop bets. Try to get through them quickly here. Prop bet number one: the coin toss, heads or tails. Rob Parker.
Heads.
For some reason, I always go with tails on a coin flip, so I'm going with tails again.
Bold strategy.
And I'm like
only
81%,
one person is going to win on
I'm 81%
this.
On my coin flips.
All right, here
life.
We go. Prop bet number two. All of these can be found at BetMGM, friend of our show, the show, Lamar Mitchell spot. First team to make a field goal, Chiefs or Bucks? Chris Broussard.
Tough one. I thought about going Bucks, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will score right away, and it first or second possession will be a field goal.
Bucks. They'll get stalled and have to kick a field goal.
All right. Prop bet picking on the pigskin pickoff. Prop bet number three, Mike Evans, the Bucks' number one wide receiver. Over-under receptions kind of low here. 4.5, Rob Parker.
I'm going to go over. 4.5 is low.
I don't think that's low because they got so many other receivers. I mean, you got Godwin. You got Scotty Miller. You got the tight ends. Antonio Brown looks like he might play. Like, but all that said, I'm still going over.
All right. We keep it moving. Number four. This is my favorite of the prop bets that we got here. Tom Brady, over under rushing yards. You know, he's a quarterback sneak master. 0.5, so 1 yard or more on the rushing yards, Chris.
Well, don't forget, rushing yards, sacks count on rushing yards.
This is true.
So,
that's
so
why
I'm
going to
go. Yeah, I'm going under. I'm going under.
I'm going over.
Wow.
Look at Rob betting on Tom Brady. I love it. All right, here we go.
I know it hurt. It pained Rob to say that.
Prop bet number five, Tyreek Hill. Over under, longest reception, 27.5 yards. Rob Parker.
Over. I'll take
I
that.
Think he. I What did he average? What did he average last game?
It was something
Tampa?
Close to that.
Do it quick, Chris. We're running out of time.
I'm going to say over. Over 27.
All right, last one. Patrick Mahomes, over under passing yards, 331.5. Chris, who do you like?
Another tough one, but I'm going to say over. He threw for almost 500 in the regular season.
Under.
I'm
going
to
go
over.
Under.
I'm going over. Patrick
so Rob's
Mahomes
got a blowout with
man.
Pat Mahomes throwing for less than 330 yards. I love it.
I told you there's going to be some pick sixes in this. Come
Not
on, Rob
from him.
G. Listen to my. Listen
Not
to
with
my,
Pat Mahomes.
No, but I'm talking about with Tom Brady. You could score points without Patrick Mahomes being the guy.
There won't be a pick six. Trust. No pick sixes on Sunday. Mark it down. Do a prop bet. Throw your shekels at it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card?
but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.